$21 for a single dose of ibuprofen, $86 for an ACE bandage. These are the prices hospitals all over the state are allegedly charging patients. And unionized healthcare workers and community leaders are not happy. Joanna Powers is a licensed vocational nurse at Western Medical Anaheim.
The healthcare situation right now is out of control. It's way out of control, and we need to band together and put a stop to it.
The SEIU United Healthcare Workers West has collected over 250,000 signatures in just 1 month in favor of two proposed initiatives. The union needs 1.7 million signatures to get on the November 2012 ballot. If it succeeds, nonprofit hospitals will give 5% of their patient revenue to healthcare for the needy in exchange for not paying federal, state, and local taxes. Additionally, hospitals all over the state will charge no more than 25% of the actual cost of providing healthcare. President of the SEIU United Healthcare Workers West, Dave Reagan, says that in California alone, hospitals charge an average of 460% more than the actual cost of providing health care.
$21 aspirin, $151 for eye drops, $127 for lotion. The cost of hospital care is getting beyond the means of far too many people in this state, and we as healthcare workers want to do something about that.
Sentinella Hospital is owned by Prime Healthcare Services. The union says on average, Sentinella patients are charged 789% of the hospital's cost. A spokesperson for Prime Healthcare Services referred our call to the California Hospital Association, which was not available to comment by airtime. Controlling healthcare costs has been on the political agenda both nationally and in California. President Dave Reagan of the union says it's time something is done.
People get bills that bankrupt them. Medical debt is the leading cause of personal bankruptcy in the state of California.
Reagan says that each day the union is adding 20,000 signatures to the petition, and he is confident their initiative will appear on the November 2012 ballot. Kira Brecky, Annenberg Radio News.